Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called How to Master What is a Cap Table Before Your Next Round. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a sobering statistic. 73% of startup founders lose control of their company before Series A. The culprit? A messy cap table they created in the first 90 days. Think of it like building a house on a cracked foundation. Everything looks fine until you try to add a second story. So what exactly is a cap table? Think of it as your company's DNA chart. It's a capitalization table that shows who owns what percentage of your company. Every founder, investor, and employee with equity stakes gets listed here. This document becomes the first thing every future investor scrutinizes. One mistake here can tank entire funding rounds. But here's where founders mess up. They make three deadly errors. First, they split equity equally between founders without considering actual contribution. It feels fair in the moment, but fairness and equality aren't the same thing. Second, they skip vesting schedules for founder equity. Third, they give away too much equity to early advisors and employees. These decisions feel minor when you're just getting started, but they compound like interest, except in reverse. Let me tell you about Sarah. She had a promising tech startup and decided to split equity 50-50 with her co-founder. Seemed fair, right? 6 months later, her co-founder quit but kept that 50% ownership. When Series A investors came knocking, they took one look at her cap table and walked away. They wouldn't invest with what they called dead weight on the ownership structure. Despite having a strong product and real traction, her company died, all because of a 5-minute handshake decision on day one. Here's the right way to think about early equity. Use 4-year vesting with a 1-year cliff for all equity holders, including founders. Base founder splits on actual contribution, not emotions or friendship. Reserve 15 to 20% for an employee option pool from the start. Limit advisor equity to 0.25% to 1% maximum, and get legal help. Cap table mistakes are expensive to fix later, like trying to renovate that cracked foundation I mentioned earlier. So here's what you need to do today. Download a cap table template and model 3 different funding scenarios with your current structure. If you see problems, fix them before your next hire or funding conversation. Your future self will thank you. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.